Smaug, named after the fearsome dragon in J.R.R. Tolkien's fantasy novel The Hobbit. In the book, the fiery foe drives out the dwarves of Erebor from their caves under the Lonely Mountain. And then he sits there on a massive pile of gold until Bilbo Baggins and a bunch of other dwarves turn up and kill him. Just as Smaug the dragon inhibits the activities of the dwarves of Erebor, the fruit fly gene Smaug encodes a protein that inhibits the activity of another gene called nanos, which is the Greek word for dwarf. It does this by binding to the message made when the nanos gene is read, known as messenger RNA, and stops it from being translated into a protein, but only when the nanos RNA is in the wrong place in a fruit fly embryo. If this interaction doesn't happen, then nanos is made where it's not needed, leading to stubby little maggots growing instead of elegant long ones. Smaug is also found in mammals, and it's often located in small granules at the junctions or synapses between nerve cells, where it also stops messenger RNA being translated into proteins. It's not entirely clear what its role is, but Smaug and other proteins that control message translation are thought to be involved in memory formation. So maybe my Smaug proteins are helping me to remember the plot of The Hobbit. That's all for now. Next month, I'll be heading back to the scene of the crime, exploring the frontiers of forensic genetics. Until then, if you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the Naked Scientist Facebook page or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll be back next time for another peek inside your genes.